We're so thankful again that God has blessed us with another day, and I'm glad to be able to spend a few moments with you this morning. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ, and hope you're off to a good start this morning and that you have a blessed day. We are talking about some changes in our society, and we've been using a song from some years ago called Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days. We've been looking at some of the lyrics. On Monday, we saw the lyrics that said, Grandpa, take me back to yesterday when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. We talked about the Bible being the absolute standard of right and wrong, and it's important for us to understand that and know that and to live by it. The song also continued to say, did lovers really fall in love to stay and stand beside each other come what may? There's the issue of marriage and divorce, and we showed that Jesus taught that it's one man with one woman for life, and the only cause for divorce that Jesus gave was for sexual immorality. And so we need to be committed as we enter into our marriages and work hard at them to hold those things together for the benefit of ourselves, the benefit of our children if we have children, and for the benefit of our society, because as goes the home, so goes society. Today we talk about the matter of promises or lying. The song lyrics continue to say, was a promise really something people kept and not just something they would say and then forget? There's a person who is asking, Grandpa, was there a time when people really did do what they said they were going to do, that they would really keep their word? The Bible says that we serve a God who cannot lie. In Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, it talks about that we are in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. And so the Bible says that God cannot lie. And because God can't lie, His people cannot lie. If we are to be His people, we must be committed to truth. He demands honesty and integrity among His people. In fact, the Bible says that lying is an abomination unto the Lord. Proverbs 12 and verse 22 says, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are His delight. And so we need to be people of truth. Jesus Himself taught the need for honesty. In Matthew the 5th chapter, rather, beginning in verse 33, Jesus said, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but you shall perform your oaths to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is His footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But listen to verse 37. Jesus said, let your yes be yes, and your no, no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one. I love those words of Jesus. Jesus says, just let your yes be yes. Let your no be no. Say what you mean what you say. Be people of absolute honesty. And didn't it used to be that way? Can you remember when people would make deals with handshakes? How much of that goes on anymore? It's gotten to the point where a man's handshake means nothing. Why do you think we have so many lawyers today and so much paper and signatures and seals? It's largely because a man's handshake is good for nothing. According to a survey of Americans, 97% admitted to lying. 91% admitted to lying routinely. Can you imagine that? 91% of Americans say, I lie, and I lie quite regularly. Situation ethics, though, teaches that it's all right to lie in certain situations. Some people talk about black lies and white lies, but yet the Bible condemns all of it. In Ephesians the 4th chapter and verse 25, the Bible, speaking on the subject, simply said, therefore, putting away lying. Not just some lies, but put away lying. And let each man speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. And so again, the Bible is simply telling us to be people of truth. And then Revelation 21 and verse 8 says, in a very frightening kind of way, that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. Our God is a God of truth. He demands honesty and integrity, and we really need to think about the need to be people who keep those promises, not let it be something that we say and then forget. We invite you to the worship services of the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road in Athens, Alabama. We're just off of New Cut Road on Townsend Ford Road. Our Bible study on Sunday mornings is at 9:30, followed by our 10:20 worship service again on Sunday afternoons at 5 o'clock. And then on Wednesdays, we meet at 7 o'clock with Bible classes for all ages. We sure would love for you to come and let us meet you, get to know you, help you in any way we can at the Oakland Church of Christ. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.